100-year-old veteran on live TV. "We fought World War II for nothing, Britain less free than in 1945." By Oliver J.J. Lane on November 7, 2025. A centenarian Royal Navy veteran took full advantage of an appearance on live television to express his sorrow at the state of modern Britain, saying he and his comrades fought for freedom that has been frittered away, eliciting what critics called a patronizing response by show hosts. Royal Navy and Arctic Convoy veteran Alec Penstone told Britain's ITV breakfast show the sacrifice wasn't worth what the country has since become, mourning the loss of freedom he and his friends fought and died for. Appearing on Good Morning Britain on Friday for a segment on the upcoming Remembrance Sunday and Armistice Day on November 11, Penstone was asked what the events commemorating fallen troops from the two world wars meant, and what his message to the country now is. Far from the feel-good sentiments the piece had evidently been set up for, 100-year-old Penstone remarked, "I can see in my mind's eye those rows and rows of white stones. All the hundreds of my friends, everybody else, who gave their lives. For what? The country of today. No, I'm sorry, the sacrifice wasn't worth the result that it is now." Comedian Adil Ray, best known for creating Citizen Khan, a BBC comedy about a British-Pakistani family living in the capital of British Pakistan, Birmingham, England, quickly interjected to ask of the veteran, "What do you mean by that, though?" Penstone continued, "What we fought for was our freedom. We find that even now, it's a darn sight worse than what it was when I fought for it." Ray's co-host Kate Garraway, a former journalist and news presenter, placed her hand on Penstone's shoulder and reassured him that people of her generation did appreciate the sacrifice of the veteran and his friends, before announcing that he was to be presented with a compact disc of Second World War-era popular music and thanks. British academic professor David Betts was among those responding to the turn of events, calling Penstone's remarks heartbreaking and the response from the television hosts patronizing and simply infuriating. According to a profile by the Royal British Legion, a prominent veterans organization, Penstone was a young man when the Second World War broke out and initially volunteered as a messenger for the Air Raid Precautions Organization in London during the height of the Blitz. He said of his time in London during some of the worst bombing of the war, "The moments at 15 years of age, pulling bodies out of bombed buildings, you grow up very quickly." His father, a veteran of the Great War, made Penstone vow not to serve in an infantry role due to the horrors he'd witnessed in the trenches in the Great War. So he joined the Royal Navy as a submarine detector, and ended up in one of the most deadly assignments of the Second World War, on the Arctic convoys. He also served in minesweeping to clear the sea ready for the D-Day landings, and in the Far East, fighting Japan. The Imperial War Museum states of the Arctic convoys delivering materiel to the Soviet Union to help them fight Nazi Germany. Conditions were among the worst faced by any Allied sailors. As well as the Germans, they faced extreme cold, gales and pack ice. The loss rate for ships was higher than any other Allied convoy route. Over 4 million tons of supplies were delivered to the Russians. As well as tanks and aircraft, these included less sensational but still vital items like trucks, tractors, telephone wire, railway engines and boots. While appearing on television today, Mr. Penstone was seen wearing the distinctive white beret and badge of the Arctic Convoy Club, a veterans organization for survivors which disbanded in 2005, given it had so few surviving members. On his left breast he wore a rack of British medals from his war service, including the 1939-45 Star, the Atlantic Star, the Arctic Star, the Pacific Star for service in Burma, and Defense Medal for his service in the ARP. Separately on a red ribbon, Penstone wore the insignia for a Knight of the Légion d'honneur for role in liberation of France. In 2024, Penstone was personally greeted by French President Emmanuel Macron and thanked for his service. On his right breast, Penstone wore several Russian medals, including Medal Oshakov for convoys, and USSR era convoy medals. While these are not authorized for wear by Britons in uniform, it is normal practice for British veterans of the Arctic convoys to wear them on the right breast in this way.